In this bulletin, New South Wales's lockdown extended for at least 1 week as restrictions are set to ease in Melbourne. The president of Haiti assassinated and his wife shot. And in sport, Australia's flag bearers for the Tokyo Olympics revealed. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Harsher localised restrictions could be introduced for communities in Sydney's southwest if COVID-19 continues to spread rapidly in the area, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned. Lockdown orders governing 5 million people in Sydney and its surrounds have been extended for 7 days until at least July 16. But with the number of new cases who've spent time in the community while infectious remaining high, the Premier says it may not be enough to stop the spread in some suburbs. Fairfield Mayor Frank Carbone says he's received calls from the New South Wales Minister for Health and the Chief Medical Officer, urging him to encourage people in the area to get tested and avoid unnecessary movements.
Yes, the Health Minister and Kerry Chan expressed their concern, and they also expressed their willingness to for me to connect with the community and pass forward the message that we want everyone to get tested. We want people to minimise their movements, and we want to be able to overcome COVID that seems to have spread from the eastern suburbs now to the western suburbs.
Melbourne will relax its coronavirus restrictions as of midnight tonight as it takes another step out of its lockdown. Victoria has now had 7 days with no community transmission. Masks will no longer be required in offices or schools, but will still be needed to be worn in jobs with direct customer contact and in other indoor settings. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says those returning from COVID-19 red zones for the end of school holidays will need to get tested and isolate for 14 days.
Please, the rules are there to protect you, to protect your family, and to protect the hard-won gains that Victorians have achieved. So if you're coming back from a red zone, follow the rules. You will be contacted every day. And whether it's police or the armed forces, the random checks will find you if you aren't following those rules.
The World Health Organization has warned the world is at a perilous point in the coronavirus pandemic. With a reported death toll just passing 4 million, the head of the emergencies program at the WHO, Michael Ryan, has urged countries not to rush to relax public health restrictions. He says waves of new cases are being seen in nations where there's been an increase in social mixing without adequate vaccine coverage.
This virus is evolving, this virus is changing, and we need to be very, very careful at this moment so that the gains that have been hard won by the behaviours and action of our population are sustained.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated in a nighttime attack on his private residence. His wife was also shot and is in hospital. The Haitian ambassador to the United States, Botchi Edmond, says the attack was carried out by well-trained professional commandos and foreign mercenaries.
Those killers have to be identified. They have to be brought to justice. And what we can do now, it's a request of the international partners to help us in identifying those killers, to be part of this international manhunt and investigation, because we need to identify those killers.
The United Kingdom's High Court has granted the United States government permission to appeal a decision that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange not be sent to the US to face espionage charges. In January, a lower court judge refused a request to send the Australian to the US to face charges over the publication of secret military documents a decade ago. To sport, and basketball star Patty Mills and swimmer Kate Campbell will be Australia's flag bearers for the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics. Mr. Mills says the privilege is hard to wrap his head around.
It's such an honour and a massive privilege for me as a proud Gugara, Nagyagal and Dawarab Meriam man. This is really special and just thankful for all the support up until this moment. But it's something that I won't be able to put into words what I'm feeling right now.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 19. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 13. Hobart, morning frost, partly cloudy, 10 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 11 degrees. Wollongong, much the same, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 17. Newcastle, similar conditions, 18. Brisbane, a shower or two and 20 degrees. Cairns, showers, 27. Darwin, sunny, 31 degrees. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.